Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we got one segment, then Mickey Gall is going to be calling us, and we're going to talk UFC 302, which is coming up this weekend. He's going to be fighting Basil Hafez, and we will talk about that with him. Mickey is a Canstead and Dublin guy. And we've also got, who's Michael, who's fighting?
Michael Chandler.
Conor McGregor. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have Michael Chandler on to talk about that.
The
upcoming. That is going to happen. Did you see? Who? Michael Chandler?
Bring that up. I got to remember the fighter's name. He's way out of control. He's calling out everybody.
He's out of his league. A little bit of,
well, I don't know, but we'll find out.
Anyway, so those guys are going to be, we'll be talking to them. They're all Canstead and Dublin guys. And if you're dipping, stop already because you don't, it's terrible. It is awful. Do get with Canstead and Dublin, 975dip.com. We have not mentioned yet, the Major League Baseball says 2026, we're going to have implement a automated ball strike system in Major League Baseball.
Well, they said it's not ready yet.
No, 2026.
So, yeah. So, well, I mean, they surely want to do that. They think they're close enough that they can.
Yeah, I think they are. Well, it's happening right now, and I'm watching in single A Florida State League, they're doing it, and the triple A level. Now, I'm watching a guy here. He gets a strikeout call outside corner, and he taps the top of his head. Umpire looks up. Seconds later, it comes up. The pitch was outside. That's a ball. The batter is still at the plate as opposed to having struck out. Next pitch, home run.
Well, okay, so it's not it's an automated. It's like tennis.
It's like tennis
where you're calling it, but you can call for challenges.
Yes.
So we still will have umpires.
Three challenges.
And it doesn't take a long time.
No. It's a matter
quick.
Of seconds.
It's 15 like seconds max.
Yes. It's like tennis. You get three challenges, but if you're right, you keep your challenge.
Yeah.
So you could have 10. If Angel Hernandez was behind the plate, you could have 30.
How embarrassing would that be?
No, right?
If you just kept beating
the guy on
challenges.
You set the record for most.
But the thing is, the player has to call. You can't really look to the dugout. You don't have time like that.
It's immediate.
As a matter, they've got to make it immediate.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's got to be immediate. Not 30
Can you
seconds.
Imagine?
Now you get 30 seconds on a play at first base.
Honestly, Bregman would wear umpires out because I don't think anyone knows the strike zone better than Alex Bregman. I'm not saying he's hitting well, but I'm just saying Bregman knows the strike zone. If you miss and they call strike and we see it in the box that they missed, you immediately see that he's pissed off. He knows.
I don't know why. If tennis can have this, nobody watches tennis. How does tennis have this stuff and Major League Baseball can't figure it out?
They can.
Apparently umpires, not until 26.
Well, the umpires are too
That's
strong
2 years
on this.
Away.
Well, but tennis is literally just lines that are static. These are changing the frame of a hitter. You're changing to the frame of the hitter, technically.
Even still.
I mean, because from the top of the knees to the bottom of the letters on one guy is going to be different potentially than another.
They just move the zone around. That's all.
I'm curious about how they do this, actually. I am actually curious about how that's set up. I'd love to talk to somebody. Do you know that one of the guys who created StatCast, which is one of the most influential, it's probably the most influential tool in the history of sports through baseball, lives here in Houston?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Darren, oh my gosh.
Did you talk to him?
No, he was working on some draft stuff for me with Tyler Oberle back in like 2012 or 2013 or 14. Darren, gosh, doggone, I wish I remembered his name, but I'll look it up here in a second because I should reach out to him and see if he's still,
yeah,
like if we could get him on, because I'd love to know the ins and outs of how everything works. But you're right. You just look at, you think about like that technology is there. You would think that's why I can't believe that pro football has such an issue with determining first downs at times. If something crosses the goal line, you have, of course, spotting is, it can be done with slow motion. You can spot, you can catch that. But baseball to me seems very simple. You create the strike zone through either automation or even manually before the hitter gets up to the plate with touch points, whatever the case is. Maybe players are measured before the season and their strike zones are created. But I just, you know, obviously that's not how it's done now, but there seems like any number of ways that you could implement this, and it could work for baseball. It's working in the minors, but I don't know why. Didn't you read, why are they not using it in 25? Why do they think it still has work to do?
They still made to glitches still that they think they're going to be able to get worked out, although they're using it in...
Well, you have to have a backup system, because if you don't catch it, if somebody calls for a, you know, if it's glitching where it's not picking something up,
well,
so it didn't count.
I don't want to say that. I don't know.
You intimated.
I don't know why they're not doing it until 2026. Maybe they're just slow. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason. I have no idea. I do know that we're going to have it finally. And yes, a pitcher can call for it as well. A pitcher can call for it. A hitter can call for it. If a pitcher thinks he threw a strike and the ump didn't give it to him, you tap the top of your head. They look at it. Bing, bing, bing. Batter's out. Go sit down. Last night, how many times would the Astros have used it on that outside corner when they were hitting, that the umpire was missing it, that outside corner? Goodness gracious, was that awful. All right, Mickey Gall going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about your prostate. I'm telling you here and now, I need you, if you're getting up in the middle of the night, if you feel like you can't start, you can't stop, you have to go multiple times. Yeah, if you're sick of it, you're watching a game and you gotta get up, everybody in the aisle's gotta get up because you gotta go to the bathroom. You're missing half the game because you're standing in line for the bathroom at the game. Not the way we should do this thing. What we should do is go see Doc Manavese. Let her take an MRI or an ultrasound, an MRI, and then it is it's so simple. People, it is so simple. It's a needle, and then it's not surgery. It can't be better. You're looking for the best way to get this. There's only one way. There's only one way to go, and that is, my friends, it's with Doc Manavese. I'm telling you, you will love it. Patient, the recovery time takes basically an hour and 15 minutes to do this. No invasive surgery. It's an IV. That's all it is. You're looking for the best way to get out of that prostate problem? 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5.
When it comes to accidental injury cases in Harris County, there's one law firm that files nearly three times as many cases than any other firm, and that's Daspit Law Firm. Why? Because they're the best at what they do, getting their clients the compensation they deserve for injuries they've wrongfully suffered in an accident. Lance Zierlein here, and if you suffered an injury in an accident and you would like a free case review, call John Daspit now, 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or visit DaspitLaw.com.
It's midnight in Houston, and Bob just can't sleep. The AC is broken, and he can't count the sheep. Don't worry, big man. You don't need to scream. We can fix your AC with the help of Air Team. They'll come to your place, fix it up without a trace. Trust the ultimate fan with the paint on his face.
Is your air conditioner not performing at a pro level? Call Air Team, H-Town's HVAC team. The best heating and air conditioning installation services. 713-936-5346 or visit airteamltd.com.
Hey, listeners, the Varsity Sports Show is on Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Join us as we feature all Houston, all hour. We'll talk to coaches, players, journalists, and featuring Vipe Media's Matt Malatesta to bring you the Vipe Sports Report. Start your Sunday off with a smile with the Varsity Sports Show, 9 to 10 a.m. on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Houston.
Tired of costly pothole repairs? What if you could build a stronger road or parking lot that is less expensive to construct, 75% cheaper to maintain, and diverts a huge number end-of-life tires from your local landfill? Sound too good to be true? Check out Third Rock Renewable's sustainable solution called Mechanical Concrete and end your pothole problems for good. Call 713-305-0507. That's 713-305-0507 or visit thirdrockrenewables.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bringing in Mickey Gall, who is fighting in 302 and has got a big fight. And Mickey has taken care of some business. Choked out Mike Jackson in his debut. CM Punk was up and coming, and I mean, The UFC wanted CM Punk to be a big star, and then he fought Mickey Gall. Guess what happened? Guess what? No, you ain't a big star no more. Mickey Gall joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mickey, welcome to the show. How are you? Oh, he's not here. I can't see. We got something covering up the thing. I thought he was there. He's
not. This entire time, John just did a whole setup, and Dell's like, what is he talking about?
No one's
on the line.
He's not here yet.
No, when he calls, or if he called, I would let you know.
Oh, so I don't know why we have tape over this.
Yeah, room. I don't know what's going on up there. Yeah. I haven't been.
Oh, I thought he was there.
No. Oh. Is that a new TV?
Attaboy, Lance.
Is that a new TV?
How about Lance as a problem solver?
For once.
Always have been.
Instead of a creator.
Yeah. Well, apparently, yeah, Mickey's
plumber, pit
no
master,
longer with us here on ESPN.
Golfer.
He fought.
Mickey, how we doing? Mickey?
Sage Northcutt, who's from Katy.
Yeah.
He beat him as well. And
he
UFC
did?
Wanted Sage Northcutt to be a big.
I remember back when Sage started, he's blonde haired, did backflips, ripped to shred. They wanted Sage to be the guy. Mickey beat Sage, too?
Yeah.
He's beating Sage, Mike the Truth Jackson, who is in MMA media, and then CM Punk. Wow.
Yeah. Mickey's done some
test good horse you don't want to test.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I thought he was on the line because I was like, well, that tape is covering up that phone call, but apparently it's not.
I was wondering, like, is he on? Okay, well, John must have set this up.
Well,
he must be on.
So watch UFC 302, everybody, because Mickey Gall is going to be there. He's actually in one of the prelims, but you will be able to see him on Saturday on that on the broadcast. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in and talk about Mickey Gall, you're more than welcome to do that. We can do that. In the meantime, you see Brandon McManus has got some problems. Apparently on a flight.
Did you read the story?
Yeah, he's...
It's, so, Brandon tried to turn this into a party. Here's what happened. Two women who are suing former Broncos, former Jaguars kickers, now with Washington. So here's what happened. They were on a flight in September overseas to London, and two women identified as Jane Doe 1 and Jane Doe 2 filed a lawsuit that accused McManus of rubbing himself against them and grinding against them. They also accused the Jaguars of failing to supervise McManus. In other words, they're suing them for not getting their boy.
Come get your boy.
Here's what they said. The lawyer for McManus said, these are absolutely fictitious and demonstrably false accusations made as part of a campaign to defame and disparage a talented and well-respected NFL player. His lawyer said, we intend to aggressively defend Brandon's rights and integrity and clear his name by showing what these claims truly are, an extortion attempt. Here's what they say happened. According to the lawsuit, the two women worked as flight attendants on the Jaguars flight, Atlas Air Worldwide Holdings. They alleged the flight quickly turned into a party as McManus and several other players disregarded the flight attendants' personal space and travel safety and federal law. The lawsuit also claims that McManus recruited three other flight attendants to the party and passed out $100 bills to encourage him to drink and dance inappropriately for him. So he basically was trying to turn them into something that they shouldn't be. Yeah, he tried to make it rain on flight attendants. Doe One accuses McManus of trying to kiss her while she was seated during a session of turbulence and twice grinding up against her while she was serving the flight's two meal services. Doe One alleges during the first assault, she made eye contact with another Jaguar player who said she looked ashamed of McManus's behavior. Well, who she looked. Well, anyway, Doe Two alleges that McManus grinded up against her while she was serving the flight's second meal service. Doe Two confronted McManus, who, quote, smirked and walked away. The lawsuit says Doe Two remained in the aircraft's second story to avoid McManus on the team's flight from London to Jacksonville. So she never even came down.
Do you want to look behind me?
What? Intern meeting.
And this particular story is the first introduction they get.
Guess what?
To the station.
Kickers are bad people. That's what you're learning right
That's
now.
That's what you learn, young
if
man.
If you want to be part of Kickers, guess what? Kickers try to rub on people.
We've got...
Allegedly.
Kickers, allegedly, thank you.
Kickers hand out $100 bills to flight attendants, try to get them to dance appropriately,
and they grind. It sounds like he was trying to have a party. I mean,
this is sports now,
it looks like
interns need to learn about this, too. This is part of the sport.
It looks like they just grabbed like eight kids out of the Kincaid graduating class
That's
and brought
exactly
them over here.
Exactly what it looks like.
Why can't it be Episcopal? Why is it always going to be Kincaid?
Either one. It doesn't
Where
matter.
Where do you go, St. John's,
it
Episcopal,
doesn't
Kincaid?
It doesn't matter. Either All three of them, it doesn't matter. How can you tell the difference?
Yeah.
Why has it always got to be Kincaid with you?
I mean, because that's the school
that's
that...
That's what I thought when I looked back
there. Yeah, you look back there, all those kids.
St. John's.
Fine, okay. Whatever.
St. John's.
That's whatever. Episcopal, St. John's, Kincaid, all from the main streets.
They all look the same.
Yeah. So, McManus, you may remember, I knew McManus had been in trouble for something else, but it was, I think it's PEDS. He was suspended a while for PEDS.
Another kicker just doing PEDS?
Same guy, yeah.
Was it kicker. Todd Sauerbrunn?
No, it was McManus. I'm pretty sure I remember.
Well, Sauerbrunn was a long time ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but look, that dude had a barbed wire tattoo around his arm at West Virginia and kicked it. That guy was the long... Before there was Matt Araiza, who had his career short-term by false accusations, there was Todd Sauerbrunn, who used to punt at 90 yards regularly. That guy, and he also would run down and try to make tackles. Like, Todd wasn't going to go for just the old, I'm just a punter routine. Todd was trying to hurt people out there.
Yeah.
You're about to have Mickey Gall right now, by the way, John.
You are? Mickey Gall's calling in? Is he here?
Yeah, your guy.
Oh, apparently. Apparently, Mickey Gall is here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He's going to be fighting Basil Hafez on Saturday in UFC 302, and Mickey Gall is joining us here. Hey, Mickey, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Man, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. You're looking... you've been in a lot of big fights, man. You have, Jackson, CM Punk, Sage.
Shoot, Diego Sanchez?
Yeah. I mean, you've been in some big fights. What's it like now for you getting up and being on another huge card this week?
I'm excited. Super excited because it's in Jersey, which is and this is as hometown gets for me. It's, 10 minutes from the house I grew up in Newark, New Jersey, and I'm coming off a 2-year layoff because I got surgery, so it's like the perfect comeback for me. And I wanted to say, I apologize to you guys. I'm calling 5 minutes late. I had to get my pregnant wife some food at the airport.
No, that takes precedence.
She needed her turkey provolone, pesto panini, and her a bagel with cream cheese.
Listen, there is that is the best reason I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You got to take care of pregnant wife first before an interview with two jamokes like us.
Yeah, because it's going to be a problem if it's not. You got to get on that flight and fade the flight.
Literally in 5 seconds, she goes, "I'm hungry. I'm going to kill everybody. I need to pee."
Yeah, no, you got to do what you got to do. It sounds like a Starbucks, too. The pesto panini turkey, I'm familiar with that sandwich.
Hey, Mickey Gall with us here on the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I understand that you have some aspirations when you're done, maybe doing some stand-up, or you've done some stand-up?
Oh, stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
No way.
No, you're not doing that?
No way, no. I'm trying to be more like you guys. I have a podcast called Slick and Thick.
Hey, what's it called?
It's called Slick and Thick.
Okay.
I started that during my layoff when my back was hurt, and it's gone pretty well. I do it with a comedian, so I'll leave the stand up to him, the stand up comedy to him, the stand up fighting.
Well, you have that I can do. Also the fighter and the what's the one with Brandon Schaub and there's another one with the fighter and the comedian. I'm trying to remember.
Fighter and the kid, yeah, Brian Callen.
Yeah, Brian Callen, yeah, and that's been very successful.
Oh yeah,
it's been a good combination. So probably good to. I did a podcast with an actor who likes sports, so it's good to get outside of your element. Somebody else in a different discipline who also likes what you like, that really helps. So I've got a question for you here. So I know Mickey. I know Oh, the matchmaker. Why am I for the UFC?
Sean Shelby?
No, Mick Maynard.
Mick Maynard, yep.
So Mick Maynard lives here in Houston, and I know Mick Maynard pretty well. And Mick Maynard, what I think is impressive is you started in the UFC in 16, and you've had fights 16, 17. You had a lot of fights that were pulled in different times. You know, you had to drop out or other people dropped out. You fought in 18. You had a fight in 20. For you to last in the UFC this long, you had your time off. You weren't on part of the UFC roster. Now you're going to be back on the roster in 2024. For you to last in the UFC this long, I don't know if people realize how rare that is. That's fairly rare for people to last on the roster as long as you've lasted.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of wild. I got into the UFC as a 1-0 fighter, which is like super rare. Like most guys, you get in when you're like, 10-0, 9-1, something like that. I think the only people who was like me and Brock Lesnar, the only ones who were like 1-0 signed to the UFC. Mine was a weird case because I called out CM Punk at my pro debut, which I did just because Dana White was there, and I was like, I gotta, I'll take a crack at it, toss up a Hail Mary, see what happens, and it worked out, and I'm still here, and I still feel like I'm just getting started. I feel like I'm just getting into my prime now. My body's healthy for the first time in 4 years. I've been fighting with a broken back for 4 years. And I just got the surgery like 16 months ago, and I feel better than I have in ever.
Wait, you were fighting with a broken back?
Yeah, I had a broken back.
Since the Mike Perry fight?
Since the Mike Perry fight, yeah, right before that fight. I heard it in the training camp for Carlos Condit. He ended up pulling out. He like got an orbital something, and it was kind of like, all right, maybe that's a good thing because I was going to fight anyway. But then a few months later, it booked me with Mike Perry, and I was like, of course I'll do it. But lo and behold, had a broken back all this time.
Well, Mickey Gall with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I would imagine Dana's a little perturbed with you sometimes. They wanted CM Punk to be a big star. They wanted Sage Northcutt to be a big star. And then you go and derail stuff.
If that's the case, he hides it very well. Dana's always been great to me, always treated me like fantastically. I saw him a few months ago. He's a man. I don't know how people sometimes get these bad raps about him. I've never had anything but pleasant experiences with him, and he's always just been the man to me. I love him. That's Uncle Dana.
Yeah, that's Uncle Dana to you. It's Mickey Gall with us here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5 from New Jersey, fighting Basil. What do we know about Basil Hafez?
Tough kid. He came up, I think he's from Pennsylvania, so we came up on the same regional scene. Like I said before, I kind of surpassed the regional scene because I went to the UFC at 1-0. But he'd fought some guys I was familiar with. He's a tough kid, man. If you saw his last fight, he fought Jack Della Maddalena. And Maddalena's in, like, maybe the top five in the division. And if you ask me, Basso won that fight. I think he won that fight. He won the first two rounds. And he got beat up a little the third. So I thought it was a bad decision. So it shows his toughness, but I'm telling you this, he can't get away with the stuff he got away with Jack. He will not be able to get away with that with me.
Oh, we got Mickey Gall with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, so we like to put a little something on some fights sometimes. Is there anybody on this card that you like a little bit that you see, well, I'm not sure about this matchup?
So if you're trying to put a little something on it?
A little something.
So on my podcast, we do on Slick and Thick, we do mixed picks. And I'll tell you this, I was one of the only people who called Sean Strickland over Israel Adesanya.
Oh wow!
And I called that. It was like a 700-1 or something like that. But I think I would take Sean again. And if you're feeling crazy, maybe go for a little Dustin Poirier hitting the guillotine on Islam Makhachev.
Hitting the guillotine?
Yeah, we'll win by submission.
Yeah.
That's a you can pick the winner, and you can pick the winner by knockout, submission, or decision. That would be a guillotine. I mean, a submission for Dustin Poirier.
Wow,
it's possible. I wouldn't say it's the highest percentage, but
it's a good odds.
But on it and you hit it, it's like, you know what I mean?
No, that's what you're looking for. A nice hit like that.
Who's your list of? I was having this conversation with somebody the other day about toughest fighters. Like Dustin Poirier is on the list, and of course, Donald Cerrone gets all the love for being. I mean, there have been some guys who are absolute warriors. In your opinion, from the amount of time that you follow the sport, who are your favorite just warriors? Not maybe the best fighters, but who are the guys that you say, man, these guys are like, they're fearless. They're just warriors in there.
I got to go with Jim Miller and Frankie Edgar.
Oh, man. Frankie Edgar's old school. And he's also a New Jersey guy, right? Like you are.
I was gonna say I am a little biased. They are both Jersey boys. They're both friends of mine now. But I grew up as a fan of those guys. And if you watch Frankie Edgar in the Gray Maynard trilogies, watch Jim Miller with his fights with like Joe Lozon or really like anybody, like you know. That's Jersey tough right there.
Mm-hmm. We've got Mickey Gall and you guys. Out of your stable, you guys are big Canstead and Dublin fan. The Kill Cliff Fight Club, you got a couple of guys in there that are the Canstead and Dublin. The dip where you don't have the tobacco. I imagine as a fighter, you don't want to be dipping and hurting yourself with tobacco, right?
Nah. I used to do that as a younger, dumber man, but now I do like the hemp dip, and they're nice, man. It's nice, especially like now this week when I'm cutting weight. Really any time, like I liked I used to like to dip, but you don't want to put all that crap in your body. I like some of like the nicotine ones that they have out there, but these are even cleaner than that, and it's putting actually good stuff in your body, like the hemp, the CBD stuff like that. So I love those.
Give us
a name of an up-and-coming fighter, one that we need to look at that you think is a really great fighter, maybe from your stable, that's going to be the next big guy coming up.
So one's got to be my younger brother, always LJ Raboli. LJ Raboli's he needs to get back in the cage and get some fights. And he has from my Gracie, New Jersey team, and then from my team down in South Florida, Killcliff. We got this kid Nikita's really good, and this kid Alexi. Alexi Paragonde. Hey, what's Nikita's last name? And Nikita Colson. Those are two real good up-and-comers from Killcliff.
All right. We'll be watching for them, and we'll make maybe a little something.
Put a little something on them whenever they fight.
Mickey Gall, UFC 302, Basil Hafez. Go kick his ass, Mickey, and we appreciate you hanging with us and taking care of your wife at the same time. What a great guy, taking care of his wife.
Thank you very much.
And doing interviews.
Thank you. And thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. Anytime you guys want to talk, hit me up. I like what you guys do. I think it's a cool, people don't know how hard it is You know, you get come in there each day, and I do a podcast once a week. And I've even stopped during camp a little bit because it's a lot. It's a lot of energy, yeah. A lot of stuff. So
people don't realize how hard this is and how. Yeah. And some people how say, "What we do
it's
is
like, oh, you just come in." They think like, "Oh, you just come in and just talk." No, like, no. Nah, never. It's way more than that.
No. It's a grind, and some people call us heroic. No. We don't like saying
heroes.
That,
yes,
but some people say we're heroes. Okay, you know, if that's what you want to say, but that's fine.
Right. That's exactly.
Yeah, no, I called you guys heroes.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yo, can you save this?
Yes, Dave. Dale, can you agree with him, please?
Sorry, you guys are too busy patting yourselves on the back, so I can't get anything great from Mickey complimenting you. You're talking over him, saying how great you guys are.
Anyway, you guys are heroes, and I appreciate what you do.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is. Save it.
That's a pro right there. He understood he had to recut that.
Some heroes wear headsets. Some heroes wear headsets.
That's right.
Some heroes.
Some don't.
Some have headsets sitting next to their. I don't
some
put
are
it on,
unprofessional and don't even wear headsets.
Doesn't matter. It's all the same thing, guys.
So, Mickey, best of luck, man. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mickey Gall. And that's 975dip.com, 975dip.com. They set that up for us. That's awesome. Yeah, this Fight Club, the Kill Cliff Fight Club, got a lot of up-and-coming guys. We'll see what happens. And he gave you a couple of names to bet on.
Yeah, but I'm
so
looking,
before anybody else knows them, you're going to be...
I didn't get the names right.
Nikita Colson was one of them.
Nikita Colson?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, well, just go to the Kill Cliff Fight Club.
I did. It's not on there.
It's not on there?
No, that guy's not on there.
Oh, he's not? All right. Anyway, watch for him. All right, taking a break. 713-780-3776. I'm talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. You want to talk about professionalism? How about John Clay Wolf? Dude knows his stuff. Dude is the best at this in the world. All right, he went from, you know, just a guy that started buying cars in the city of Houston, in Dallas and in Houston, and he's now the biggest and the best in the country. I mean, he is on, I don't know how many different radio stations now throughout the country. He is a guy who just at any point can just go, you can tell him what the car is and he can tell you what it's worth. He is fantastic at what he does. He guarantees his work because he says if he can't beat CarMax, he's going to send you $100. He's just the best. And when you're the best, you are going to get, I mean, every single time. And he has sent people $100 because he couldn't beat CarMax. And that's fine. You're looking for the best way to sell your car. There's one place that you have to go every single time. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I think we hit everything today, Dell. You think so? What about the Pope? Did we hit on that?
I don't know what word he's using and you're repeating. I don't know. Is that a real Italian word or slang?
I think it's a slang.
Oh, and the Pope is using
it. It's a slur.
And the Pope is using it?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
There's too much frocini going on around here.
Is that a noun or what someone is doing? Like, is that what you call someone or what they're doing?
An error of frocini.
An error? Oh, there's an error. Or an error.
Yeah.
Of frocini.
Yeah.
Huh. What's that in reference to?
I don't know. He was talking to... Apparently, he didn't think it's the Italian Bishops' Conference. And when asked if gay men should be allowed to train for priesthood, he said, there's too much of that stuff going on around here.
There's too much of that already?
There's too much. We got too much already.
We need to tamp that down? I got to figure out how to spell this word.
Okay. F-R-O.
F. Oh, I don't need to figure it out. You can tell me.
C-I-A.
C-I-A.
G-G-I-N-E.
G-G-I-N-E.
Apparently, it's a bit offensive.
Then why do we keep saying it?
Well, we're not in Italy. Nobody understands. Pope's like, hey, you. What are you, half a frocigina?
The Pope is saying this.
Who said this?
The Pope
said it?
The Pope.
Why did he say it? He didn't know
because he was asked if gay men could be priests, and he was like, we got too much of that stuff going on around here.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he absolutely did.
He did?
Yeah. He absolutely said, there's already too much of an air of that which translates, nah, it's a little not great. Not great for the Pope. How he had to apologize.
It? Oh, he did?
Then why are we saying it? Because we're not Italian? Reckless.
I'm just reporting what the Pope's talking about. That's all. All right? If you say it in another language, it's okay.
I don't know if that's the case.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's recap something real quick.
I'm pretty sure it's okay.
Did you, as sports fans, did you guys care about Rafa Nadal at all? He's had some amazing matches. He's a guy that I really like. I don't watch. Typically, I don't lock in on tennis until like majors and stuff like that. But Rafa Nadal is going to go down as one of the most beloved. Granted, he was better than just a clay court player, but probably the greatest all-time clay court player. This is probably it for him. That happened over the weekend. He got beaten straight sets, so he's going to be done. That's a tough early draw. Then you've got the Astros today going with your boy Hunter Brown. We'll see if Hunter Brown can get it done against Castillo. This is going to be a tough matchup. But the Astros, they go down 2-0 in this series. I mean, they're putting a lot of pressure on themselves because you don't want to be,
God forbid, you end up seven, eight games back. Yeah. You know, Fromber turned into Fromber after the first inning. But, man, he's just getting lit up. And then turned it around some. But they still can't. I knew they weren't going to score. I just knew. I couldn't believe they actually came up with a couple of runs. They put together some hits on because a dude looked pretty damn good yesterday. I mean, he was dealing. The Astros had no chance against him in the first four innings.
Right.
None. So for them to get a couple of runs, but this is not the same. It's just not the same. It's just not the same. They were coming up for about a week. They were coming up with some big eighth inning runs, but it just doesn't seem like the same guys. It just doesn't. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
Here's something we haven't covered. End of OTAs. Ask Tom Pelissero. The NFL Players Association is working to finalize a proposal to overhaul the offseason starting as soon as 2025, eliminating voluntary on-field work in the spring in favor of a longer training camp ramp-up with players reporting in mid-June to early July. I'll tell you what's interesting to me is I actually don't think that's great for the players. Now, for us, from a media standpoint, I don't care about the OTAs. I really don't. You have the rookie mini camp where they come in and get some install stuff, or not even install, but you know they get their little thing that they do where they learn a little bit about playbook. They get introduced to being pros basically, but the OTAs is basically just a chance. It's not mandatory, so it's just a chance for media to focus on who's not there now. It creates some division, and I think that the better thing is a longer camp because you don't do as much hitting, you don't do as much tackling, you don't have as much preseason. I think because you don't have the preseason games now that you used to, the amount, and because I think it's inevitable that they get to 18 games instead of 17 games and they take away one of the preseason games, having a longer camp is going to be important. But, man, knowing how hot it is in the summer now, how brutal our summers are now, I'm surprised the players would want to show up as early as mid-June to early July.
That's way too long. Boy, season just
July, August, September, October, November, December.
Would you rather have the spring off, though, or just work longer when you work?
I guess you just go 6 months. You do basically July through December. You get the 6 months. If you're a good team, you go seven and a half
months. None of the other sports do what football does with mini camps and all
that. Oh, you just come in and get a little – get a little taste here, and then you go away, and you come back, and hey, what about this? I'd rather just work.
It's kind of a pain in the ass because I want to take my back. You leave me alone, and then I'll come back.
They mention a longer ramp up. That would probably mean if you get there mid June, which man, that seems like a long ass year. But let's just say you get there mid June to early July. Then it's going to be slower. You really are going to work into it a lot slower.
Well, we know they're going to 18 games. He's admitted
it's going to happen.
When asked about 18 games last week, Roger Goodell, we just care about player safety. No, you don't. And go down to two preseason games. So would that extra week and a half or 2 weeks actually tell you who should be on the team better than playing a preseason game? Because you're losing the preseason game anyway. So your preseason is going to be down to two preseason games. Would you rather have guys here working out in a longer preseason to tell whether or not they should be here? I don't know. I don't know. But if I'm a player, I'm like, enough with these mini camps and OTAs and all this other crap. This is my time off right now. Leave me alone. I'll come back when I come back, and we'll play football again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for whatever reason, college, high school, college, bro, that they think that you got to have some, you got to play in the spring too. I don't know why. Well, that's the only sport that you don't that you play that you have to get together before the season actually starts.
You mean before the camps actually?
Before
start.
Camp,
yeah,
yeah.
It is random, isn't it?
It really is.
It is random that you do that. I think originally it was probably done to, you know, help take the stress off of having a long run up. But the reality is, it just kind of interrupts your plans, I guess, from a personal standpoint. I know from a coaching standpoint, coaches almost have no time off anymore. It's gotten kind of crazy. Used to be more like, you know, kind of like school teachers. You get a couple months off. Now, professional coaches, the way it works, so after a season's over, you immediately start looking at your own players, who you want to keep for free agency. You start looking at tape on your own players. Then you look at free agents, tape, you know, players for tape of players that you may want to bring in. Then you immediately go to combine. And you're going to combine. You really don't know a lot of those players. I don't think people realize how few coaches actually know who these players are when they see them at combine. A lot of them are seeing them for the very first time. And that's at the end of February, and they don't know these college prospects by the end of February. So March is a really important time for them to get to know these prospects on tape. February, they're interviewing them. March, they're learning them. April, they're learning them. They're working them out, maybe going to pro days, things like that. Then as soon as that's over, okay, it's done. The draft is over. We're done. But then you got rookie mini camp in May. So you're at rookie mini camp where the coaches have to come into that. Then you've got another camp, right? OTAs in June. And then late July is when camp starts. And so coaches really don't have like any time off. So I would think that coaches would like this as well. I don't know. I still think they'd probably have rookie mini camps. That would probably be a set aside, but
rookie mini camps I could see.
I would.
You see in basketball they do the rookie, the Vegas rookie thing. Yeah, rookies they need some more time.
For free, you're basically playing preseason games for free if you're players.
Yeah,
I'd rather have them count. I'd rather get paid 18 games. Of course, absolutely. Whatever your contract is, I don't know. I guess maybe they adjust your contract because you get a paycheck every game. If they go to 18 games, I'd need to ask an agent this, but do you get an additional, is your contract adjusted for that extra game now to equal a game check?
Yeah, no.
It would have to be, right?
It would have to be.
Does that change? No. How does that initially change the salary cap then?
Because
you can't, cap has to account for that too.
Well, we don't know what the salary cap's going to be when it's 18, so it probably would. All right, we got a break because we got news of the weird coming your way. Finishing up strong right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Chastain Ford. I'm talking about an SUV event. I was telling my daughter and son-in-law about this yesterday. As a matter of fact, is that the SUV deals, they came here to buy their SUV from Chastain Ford because they can't find anywhere in Oklahoma that has the same kind of deals that you're going to get here. I don't know if you know how lucky we are to be here in this city. We're lucky enough to be with Chastain Ford in this city. That's right. I said it. Okay. We should thank Chastain Ford for being in this city with us because they're giving deals that you're just not finding in other places. They're just not. They're not giving the rebates at these other dealerships. They're not giving the interest rates that they're giving at Chastain Ford. They're not giving the service for sure that you're getting at Chastain Ford. They're adding on. They're marking up. They're not doing that at Chastain Ford. You're going to get the deal that you want. They love their vehicle, and they're going to need another SUV, and guess where they're going to get it? They're going to come here, and they're going to drive it up to Oklahoma because it's the best place to get it. SUV deal going on right now, and it might end because this is a May deal. 2.9% financing, no payments for 90 days. Let's go. Get to Chastain Ford. All of these things are true at once. Chastain Ford is the best place to get your Ford on in the city of Houston on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
I want to talk about Underdog Fantasy because it's making the games that you're watching that much more fun. You plan on watching games on weekdays and the weekends. You're going to watch NBA Finals when it's on. If you're going to watch it, why don't you play it along? We'll play along with the games you're watching with my friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy makes it so simple. You pick between two and five players on their Pick'em Challenge, and you have a chance to win up to 100 times your original play. But this is what's great. You make the decision. There's so many different statistics to choose from, and you go higher or lower. Watch the games and analyze the games. Find out how you think the flow of the game is going to turn into. You may find that you play a bunch of lowers. A lot of people go higher. Why don't you go lower? Go find the advantages and end up winning real money. You can mix and match baseball with basketball, soccer. Well, you're not going to see as much soccer now, but you have UFC fights that I have added those fights into my higher or lower sets. So make sure that you're playing that. And don't forget, you can play daily fantasy, and of course, season-long fantasy football is right around the corner, but you can already draft teams right now at Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance, and they are going to give you a special pick, a special bonus pick in your lobby when you sign up. That's promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, it is weird in Austin, isn't it? Apparently, here's a headline. Austin's hippie culture thrives as a top naked gardening city. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go to Austin and be a naked gardener?
No. Clothed, naked, I don't want to.
I don't want to garden. I had to garden with my wife last night, as a matter of fact, when we got back. I had to put mulch on the flower beds.
I used to have to do that stuff. My dad would get us. He'd ruin whole weekends with that kind of
stuff. Have you ever had undercooked bear?
Nope. It can be a problem. You can get brain worms.
Yes. Yes. A family has been stricken with rare brain worms after eating undercooked bear.
That's
what they get. Wait a minute. Don't say that's what they deserved.
I didn't say they deserve it. That's what they get. For not cooking the
bear.
You
see this dog right here? How cute, right?
Yeah.
That's Teddy.
Oh, what a nice dog.
Blind and deaf Teddy.
Yeah.
Well, apparently we got lost in a neighbor's yard. The police were called to help.
Oh, I know the story.
Yeah. They shot him. They shot Teddy dead.
There's footage, body cam footage of this. Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
Shot
a
Teddy.
A blind little dog.
Blind and deaf. He didn't know what he was doing. He's throwing. And you shot the dog?
This isn't even a big, mean dog.
Oh, my God. Well, apparently.
You got to set an example for the next dog.
No, you don't set examples for dogs.
Now the next dog will know. Stay out of my yard.
So apparently there's a girl group called Oh My Girl. And they performed at the University of South Chungcheong Province. And it sparked controversy because apparently as prizes for the student council, they gave away the water bottles that the girls, Oh My Girls, used while they were here.
Wait, what now?
Is that...
Say this again. What's the
controversy? So the Oh My Girls, they performed at South Chungcheong Province and apparently they drank out of these water bottles, and they were giving these water bottles away as prizes.
So
because
the girls drank out of them?
Yeah, because the girls drank out of them.
Why didn't you sell
them
on
OnlyFans?
You could have sold them on OnlyFans.
If they bottled their sweat or something,
yeah,
right?
You could, but they could have sold it for
on
a lot of
OnlyFans.
Money.
OnlyFans, yeah. Right.
Give it to me. I just want to start
where
selling
where did they perform again?
Don't ask for where they perform.
You think I'm Gilbert, don't you?
You've done it twice already.
Well, apparently Korea, more Korea news here. Seoul is offering cash for vasectomy reversals because there's such a shortage of kids being born.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Here too?
No. Well, I mean, you either hear we're overpopulated or you hear we're
I don't know
kids.
Which one because everybody tells me something different.
Well,
I hear that people don't want to have kids because they're too damn expensive and you're just not making enough money.
Yeah,
to
they're
live
not
life
good
and
investments.
Support
them.
They're terrible.
They're
investments.
Bad investments.
They're terrible investments.
If you got kids as investments, not many of them are going to pay off.
Apparently, California had a real problem with a slingshot shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He was going around. He had victimized his neighbors for about a decade. Turns out, he's an 81-year-old.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that. That makes the story, it feels reasonable. Like, I could see that.
An 81-year-old going around, ping, ping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's all angry. He's got to get some way to get it out.
Geriatric Legolas is just out here firing on people.
How about you couldn't?
Wait Did you say Legolas?
Yes. Legolas. He couldn't run away from anybody. I mean, you couldn't catch him before this?
No, you couldn't catch him because he was sitting somewhere in a bush or whatever. Guy must have had a pretty good shot.
He must have been a pretty good shot.
Unless he was, well, maybe wasn't hitting people. Maybe he was just breaking windows of cars, maybe houses.
Terrorizing.
What a bad dude this guy was.
I love that guy. I loved it.
Because you're probably thinking they're gunshots or something.
I wouldn't mind doing that sometime.
No.
That's in your plans in the future.
Do it in your neighborhood.
Picking off people, that wouldn't be so bad, would it? I don't think. I don't think it'd be
so
bad.
No, it's... Honestly, it is a dream come true.
It is. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I am talking right now about my peeps over at Air Team. I love what they did for me, and you're going to love what they do for you. But do it. Don't do it the way I did it. I waited too long. I didn't clean out my air conditioners. I didn't maintain them. I did nothing. We got summer coming up. You're going to be using your air conditioner 24 hours a day. Have you looked at it lately? Have you done anything about it lately? Have you cleaned it out? Have you checked the Freon? Have you done anything? If you haven't, you need Air Team. Come to your home and take care of this for you because they can check it out and you won't have to replace it. You just maintain it. So much money. I wasted so much money by not maintaining mine. Don't be like me. Don't be stupid, all right? And Air Team is awesome. 35 years they've been doing this. The Curtises had been doing this forever. People love them. They've been with them for 10, 20, 30 years, their employees. This is the way to go. AirTeamLTD.com, AirTeamLTD.com, 713-956-8326, 713-956-TEAM. Tell them you heard it right here.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.